From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, May 9th. Coming up, local directors of rape crisis centers warn of significant reductions in services this summer because of pending federal budget cuts. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pascarella in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The state's economy is still growing, but at a slower rate. That's according to the latest University of Illinois Flash Index. Economist Fred Gertz says his attention now is on rising worries about a potential nationwide recession.
The economy, as far as employment is concerned, and to a certain extent inflation, is very strong. And if there is a recession, it'll be one induced by the Federal Reserve, probably more or less on purpose, trying to rein in inflation.
The Flash Index is based on state tax receipts. Gertz says they have been abnormally strong because of federal COVID stimulus funding, but they're starting to return to normal. Naperville and the state of Illinois are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reject a challenge to local and state bans on high-powered firearms and large-capacity magazines. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Attorneys representing the city argued the firearms are, quote, weapons of war and cause irreparable damage. In a filing submitted yesterday, they listed 16 high-profile mass shootings since 2012. In all cases, the perpetrators used semi-automatic firearms like the AR-15. Naperville gun shop owner Robert Bevis is challenging the ban and a local ordinance, arguing they are unconstitutional. His request for an injunction halting enforcement of the laws while his case is decided were denied by two federal courts, prompting him to ask the Supreme Court to intervene. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is assigned to the case. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Western Illinois University and Macomb community members came together for a peace rally in response to a recent act of local gun violence. Rich Egger reports.
One person was killed and 10 others wounded in a shooting at an off-campus party in late March. A suspect has been arrested and charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder and other offenses. Peace rally organizers say they want to make sure students know they care about their physical and mental well-being following the shooting.
I just wanted to share a little bit of my heart.
Ron Pettigrew is program director of Western's Veterans Resource Center.
Following this most recent shooting, there were multiple students that kind of communicated to me or others that they didn't feel like they could leave their rooms, that it impacted them.
Pettigrew, representatives from the University Counseling Center, the faculty, the Student Government Association, and other organizations said they're available to help and support students. Afterward, many from the rally joined others for a prayer walk through the campus and the community. They paused the march for a prayer near the home where the shooting happened. Rich Egger reporting.
A battle over health care for undocumented immigrants is complicating Illinois state budget negotiations. Alex Degman reports.
Lawmakers are sparring over a program providing state health care coverage at a certain income level for those 42 and older. It also covers legal residents who have been in the U.S. less than 5 years. Department of Health Care and Family Services projections show the program will cost nearly $1 billion more than Governor J.B. Pritzker initially estimated, and it's so far unclear how that'll be reconciled. Republicans want to pause enrollments and conduct an audit, but some program advocates say that amounts to anti-immigrant sentiment, and they question the department's projections. Supporters also want to expand the program to cover adults 19 and older. There are measures pending to do that, but it's unclear if they'll gain traction before lawmakers adjourn on the 19th. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, pending federal budget cuts may result in significant reductions in services at Illinois rape crisis centers starting this summer. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season one of the British mystery series Before We Die, Detective Inspector Hannah Lang and crime matriarch Dubravka Mimica both lived through traumatic losses of their own. In season two, Dubravka takes revenge while Hannah continues her work to take down Mimica's criminal enterprise. This series is packed with high stakes and unexpected twists. Learn how you can watch this and other international mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Across Illinois, crisis centers say they're set to lose half of their federal funding this summer. In April, service providers that aid sexual violence survivors joined forces to fight back. Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pascarella has more.
People unite, take back the night!
People unite, take back the night!
People unite, take back the night!
On April 20th, dozens gathered in front of the Champaign County Courthouse to demand an end to sexual violence. They stood under storm clouds, wearing ponchos and holding signs, chanting.
Six, eight, no more violence, no more rape!
Two, four, six, eight, no more violence!
Nessa Bolin led the chant. She's a trauma therapist at the Champaign-Urbana Rape Advocacy, Counseling, and Education Services Center. Bolin says she organized the rally in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. This summer, organizations like Bolin's are facing a 50% cut in funding, which amounts to more than $9 million statewide. This cut will devastate the services they provide, according to Jaya Colasetti, the executive director of the center. A survivor of sexual violence, who went only by Rose, says support services offered by organizations like Colasetti's saved their life.
It really is life-saving. And it's so fundamentally important.
Rose says they reported their assault to police, but their assailant was never charged. Rose says they missed prom and graduation because of their traumatic assault, and they also began abusing drugs and alcohol.
I had never felt more helpless than I had in those moments.
Rose says therapy services help them through their healing process. Advocates from crisis centers say April is not only a month to bring awareness to stories like Rose's, but it's also a time for these organizations to call out for help. Colasetti, the director of the Champaign Rape Crisis Center, says the 50% federal budget cut coming this summer will force her to reduce her staff of trauma therapists from 5 to 3 on July 1st. And she might lose more. She says these cuts will especially impact survivors who are low-income, LGBTQ+, and people of color.
We recognize that if we have to reduce our team, that means fewer opportunities for some folks who are particularly vulnerable and also may not feel safe accessing services through other offices.
Colasetti and other advocacy centers have begun asking the community for help. She says they're asking for donations and for people to pressure their state legislators.
While this is a statewide issue, we believe that there's a significant impact that can be made locally. And so we are calling on our community to show that they truly care for survivors.
Champaign County is not the only area struggling with funds, though. Colasetti says 30 other rape crisis centers across the state are also in jeopardy. Carrie Ward, the CEO of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault, says Illinois is one of many states struggling with funds.
You cannot provide the same amount of services. You cannot support the same number of staff. You cannot assist the same number of survivors with half the resources that you have.
Laura Palumbo is the communications director of the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. She says, though sexual violence is a nationwide problem, it's still common for rape crisis centers to be under-resourced.
It represents how our society, in some ways, devalues and does not prioritize the experiences of trauma survivors, of survivors of sexual assault, because we haven't made that investment.
But Palumbo says having access to these services is crucial. Without that access, she says the impacts will be devastating on survivors and communities. I'm Piper Pascarella, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Rich Egger, Alex Degman, and Piper Pascarella. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.